Hey there, it's Conrad with the First Responder Wellness Podcast, and this is a kind of a break week for me. It's been Easter weekend, and there's a lot going on, so I decided just to sit down in front of the camera and microphone and talk to you for a few minutes to share what's on my heart and to let you know what's happening in my world, and so that you can get a better understanding of where we're going and what we're doing with the podcast and what we're doing with all the things that that I'm involved with. So I really want to say, first of all, thank you for watching this podcast on YouTube. Thank you for listening on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show from. I really appreciate that. I know there's a couple hundred of you that are regular listeners. And so I'm deeply humbled and deeply moved that you would listen to this podcast and the content that we bring. And my goal really for this show is to bring to you content that makes a difference, that gets you thinking about wellness, gets you thinking about mental health, gets you thinking about where your place is in the world in regard to mental health and wellness, and to perhaps make some changes in your own life, just as I have had to make in my own life to get to where I want to go. And so, I've been doing this podcast now in one form or another for a couple of years. I know the First Responder Wellness Podcast, as it's branded, we're 31 episodes in. This is kind of technically number 32. So really excited that we have come this way. Many podcasts don't last this long. So I'm excited that we have come this way this long and continue to bring content. I got some amazing people that I've recorded interviews with that will be coming in the next few weeks. So please be sure to tune in. We have some big events coming up that I have some recorded podcasts related to those events. And so, just really excited to be here, to be a part of this community. And thank you for allowing me as an outsider to be a part of the First Responder community in some way. And so thank you for that. Thank you for this privilege of sitting in front of this microphone and in front of this camera to talk to you and to bring you guests that I've met along the way. And I know there's a lot of people out there still that I would love to have on the podcast to bring to the microphone. And we're going to work on that over the next few months and hopefully years as this podcast grows and develops. My goal is to really grow this show into something that's really powerful and meaningful, and that makes a difference in the first responder community, especially. And for those of you who are not first responders, thank you for watching and listening, because that means a lot to me as well, to have other people, normal citizens, everyday citizens listening in and kind of getting an idea of what first responders face and the things that we talk about on this podcast. And I know I've learned a lot in the past 4 years working on the PTSD 911 film and spending time with first responders, spending time with mental health service providers, with therapists, with coaches, and other people who are involved in the first responder community. It's been quite an amazing journey for me this far, and I'm really excited to continue this journey and to bring you content and to be a benefit, to be a source of learning for all of us and for you, especially if you're a first responder. And so I'm asking you a couple things today. One, I would love to hear what you have to think about this show, whether you want to leave a review in the comments here on this video on YouTube, or if you want to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or one of those other platforms. I would really encourage you to do that. I really love to hear from you, to hear how this, how these interviews have benefited you in any way, and or how they have not. If you aren't getting much out of it, just let me know that as well, because I really do want to know, and I really want to bring you content that matters and content that makes a difference for you in your world. So thank you for doing that. And for those of you who have left a review and or left a 5-star review, I appreciate that very much. You're very kind. So thank you so much for doing that. One of the things that I want to do is eventually I want to host a First Responder Wellness Summit. And we're doing a little test run in a couple of months here locally and working on a summit for the Central Maryland area and the region. So I'll let you know how that goes, but I'm thinking about doing something virtually to start with, really, to do a virtual summit. And so if you have someone in mind that you would love me to bring onto the program for a virtual summit, please send me a note, send me an email, ptsd911movie@gmail.com. ptsd911movie, all one word, @gmail.com is a great place to get in touch with me, or just go to the YouTube channel and leave a comment there, and I'll be sure to read it. I read all the comments, good or bad or indifferent. I read all the comments, so please know that you will be heard if you send me an email. Or you can also go to our social media pages, Instagram or YouTube or Facebook, and leave a comment there. Sometimes the Instagram comments aren't quite as visible, so I don't always catch those right away. But I do make my I do make an effort to respond to as many as and as quickly as I can. So I want to talk to you briefly about a few things coming up in the near future. Just in a few weeks, I will be in Indianapolis, Indiana for FDIC. Really excited about coming to this convention. I've heard about it a lot from a lot of different people. I know that it's one of the premier events for firefighters around the world. And so I'm really excited to actually have a booth in the Health and Wellness Center there at the big stadium. So we are inside the stadium there in the Wellness Center. We have a booth there. And excitingly enough, FDIC has said yes to giving me a screening opportunity for the PTSD 911 film on Thursday, April 18th at 4 p.m. at the Wellness Center. There's a theater there in the Wellness Center. That's where we'll be showing the film. So please, if you are a firefighter and coming to FDIC, I would love to meet you. So please come by our booth. They're in the Wellness Center. There's not that many booths there. I think there's about a dozen of us that will be there in the Wellness Center, along with, I think Crackle, magazine will be there and some others. So, you come by, see us, pick up a poster. I'll have some movie posters there. And you'll have an opportunity to purchase the PTSD 911 film and educational toolkit there for a big discount. Spoiler alert here. So if you're coming to FDIC, you can get a big discount on the PTSD 911 film and the toolkit. So I'll let you know that in advance. So you have to come by the booth to get that discount. So please do that. And then Thursday, the 18th at 4 p.m., there in the theater at the Wellness Center, we will be showing the film, the entire documentary, PTSD 911. I would love to see you there. So if you haven't seen it yet, or even if you have, bring some friends and come on by and see us. We'll be there in the Wellness Center. And then coming up in over the next few months, I'll be in Dallas, Texas for a big conference and attending and showing the PTSD 911 film. We'll be having several events in the state of Maryland, right here in just down in Baltimore County. We'll be at Owings Mills at a big center there on May 15th, and then down in another area of Maryland on May 23rd. And I don't have those details right in front of me, but you can go to our Facebook page or our website and see all the details there. Those are ticketed events, and the tickets are $10. 50% of those proceeds go to a local nonprofit who is working with first responders. And so I'm really excited to offer that as a donation back to those first responder nonprofits that are working to help first responders cope with and deal with the things that they deal with. So those are some things coming up. We have some other events coming up in Kentucky, and we're working on screening events for Tampa, Florida, and perhaps Wisconsin and a few other places around the country. If you would like to host a screening of PTSD 911, please let me know, and we will work our best to get it to your area. You know, another thing, this is kind of a free thinking moment for me. Another thing that I think I was thinking, why don't we plan something to do a first responder wellness podcast live event? That's an idea. Let me think about that. And we'll see if I can bring this show live to you in your local community, and we can do a live event podcast. I've heard about those things before, but I've never done one. So maybe that's something that'll come in the near future. So stay tuned for that idea that just literally floated through my brain right now. But I'm, you know, one of the things that this podcast has done for me is really helped me take better care of myself, physically, mentally, spiritually, all the things that it has just in speaking to the guests that I have, it's helped me to really begin to focus on taking care of me, because I know if I don't take care of me, I can't present content to you in a healthy and beneficial manner. So my goal is to bring you content that helps you, but I know that content that I bring will also help me. And so it's kind of a, it's free advice for me, right? And free advice for you, because all this is free. And I would love to continue to do this, and I will continue to do this as long as I can. As long as I don't get too covered up with other projects that demand my attention. And there are some things percolating that may take me away a little bit from the day to day of doing this show and kind of managing the things. But what would change that if I would get some sponsors to help underwrite this podcast? And if you have a company or an organization and you love what I bring, the content that I bring to you, consider being a sponsor. The entry-level sponsorships are not that much. If you would like to be a sponsor and be recognized on a weekly basis on this show, both on audio and video format, send me a note and let me know. I would love to have a conversation with you to see what that would look like, and I'll let you know what that would cost and the benefits that you would have to be a sponsor of this show. We're reaching hundreds and hundreds of first responders all around the world. Literally, I look at the numbers from around the world that people are listening. And primarily my audience is in the US and Canada, but I also have audiences in the UK and other parts of the world. It's amazing. Even someone from Russia was listening in. Maybe that was the KGB, I don't know. But be that as it may, someone from there is listening. And so I appreciate that. I appreciate everyone who has tuned in from time to time. So in the meantime, I want to encourage you to like and subscribe. Please subscribe to the show. That really helps gain visibility. If you want to help this podcast grow, and maybe you can't afford to be a sponsor, that's perfectly fine. But be sure to subscribe. When you subscribe, it raises the ranks. It raises us up in the ranks here on YouTube and on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you watch or listen from. That helps us grow this show. And so so if you are on YouTube and watching this on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button. That makes a big difference. And make a comment. When you comment on the show, it helps bring visibility to the show. And also on our YouTube channels, not only do I have this podcast, but I also have some of the content, daily shorts that I put on there. So little 60-second clips that are motivational. And if you haven't seen those, go check out those things, because I think they're okay. I think there's a lot of people who are watching them. They average, 400 or 500 views. So some of them, maybe just a handful, but others are 400 or 500 views. I had one that's like over 1,000. So I'm not sure what the algorithm was on that one to make it jump that high, but that's fantastic. I love that. But I encourage you to watch those shorts, watch them all the way through, and then share them if you can. Share them with your audience and let people know, hey, if you learned something from it, if you gained something from it, if it benefited you, share it with your audience. That will make a huge difference. So this is really a bootstrapping operation here. It's a, it's just a game where we just push it out and try organically to grow the audience. And so I'm not spending any advertising dollars on promoting this podcast. And so I'm really needing my audience, you, the listener, the viewer, to share and to promote it for me just as you can and as you will. So if you could do that for me, that would be awesome. I would really love that so, so much. And if once you've done that, just let me know. Say, hey, I've shared it with my audience. And hey, we'll see what happens. You never know. The other piece of content that we're adding to the channel on a weekly or almost weekly basis is the the coast-to-coast updates or the coast-to-coast highlights of our coast-to-coast ride that last summer. So as many of you know, I rode a bicycle from Astoria, Oregon to Ocean City, Maryland, me and my friend John. And so we are posting almost weekly videos on that, one little segment at a time. And if you find some amusement or joy out of that, check out our ride and get to ride along with us and see the things that we saw and experienced and meet some of the people that we met along the way. There's amazing people out there all across this country. And so grateful for all who have helped promote not only the podcast, but promoted our bike ride and obviously promoted the PTSD 911 film. And speaking of that, if you are part of a first responder agency and your agency does not have the film, I would highly encourage you to go to our website, PTSD911movie.com, click on buy the film and go there and purchase this film for your agency. It will start the conversation in your agency within your members to get the conversation going about wellness and mental health. That is, I can almost guarantee it, people will talk. They will begin talking about what it means and the work that you guys do and how it impacts you, your life, your health, and all of that. So there's been so many people that have been impacted. There's been lives that have been changed. And I'm not trying to say this to brag. I'm just saying the people who told their story in my film, it's on them because they were willing to tell their story and their stories are helping others. And so I'm so, so grateful for that. So that's enough of me rambling. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for being a part of this First Responder Wellness Podcast community and for sharing and for taking care of you. If you don't do anything else out of this, take care of you first. Because as you know, whenever you fly, and they say when the masks drop out of the thing, put your mask on first, right? Because if your mask isn't on first and you're breathing that oxygen and you can't help someone else. So first take care of you. That's the most important thing. Do the things every day that you need to do to take care of you, whether it's exercising, whether it's eating right and getting the sleep that you need, staying off the socials if that's a problem. Don't watch the screens, 30 minutes before you go to bed. Turn them off. Cut them off. Don't look at any screens for 30 minutes before you go to bed. Read a book. Find a good book to read. And maybe one day I'll make a list of some of the books that I've read and that I would highly recommend. So in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. I hope you are thriving and prospering. And I hope you've had a great week. And I will talk to you next week. I have an amazing guest coming up next week. So please be sure to tune in and check out the podcast. Take care. I'll see you soon.